Radio 92.3. I'm Andrew McKay. It's the Pensacola Morning News. Joining us now by phone, we have Chief Shane Tucker, Chief Deputy of the Santa Rosa Sheriff's Office. Chief, welcome back to the show, sir.
Well, good morning, Andrew. Thanks for having me again.
Great to have you. Let's start with this. I saw on your Facebook page that K-9 Unit Zink, Canine Officer Zink, was involved in the Southeastern State Manhunt Trials along with the tracking K-9 team. How'd they do? Do we know?
Well, they did really well in the single lead. They came in fourth place, and every year our Bloodhound guys do a phenomenal job. We have probably one of the better Bloodhound teams in the state. We are super proud of these guys and the work that they do, and you know, their work speaks for themselves. Every time we send them out to find somebody, they come back with a bad guy. So we are super proud of these boys and all their hard work.
Well, we'll take that. That's fantastic. And it's also kind of neat because I remember seeing Copper and Zink as kids, you know, as puppies and, you know, new to the force or whatever. And now seeing Zink compete in the trials, it's just kind of neat to see. Anything happen in the last week or so that we don't already know about?
Well, we really want to give a huge shout out to Captain Roman Jackson. He just graduated from the 283rd session of FBI's National Academy, and we are just super proud of him. We are grateful to his dedication to this agency, and just really blessed to have folks like him dedicated to making this the very best agency they can. So
no, that's
fantastic. We want to say congratulations to Roman. We're sure proud of you.
Now, let's see. In Santa Rosa, you and Sheriff Johnson are the only ones currently serving that had done this before. Is that right?
Currently, yes, sir. There was a few others that had retired, but right now, the National Academy graduates are Sheriff Johnson, myself, and Captain Jackson.
Okay, all right, fair enough. And that's, you know, and it's a big deal. Of course, Escambia has had several, you know, Andrew Hobbs and Tommy Leiter and Chip Simmons have also done it. And the way I understand it, the way Hobbs told me about it is that it's largely it's about, you know, specific tactics and training, but it's also a lot about just leadership and encountering people from other agencies, especially around the world, right?
That's a big part of it. You know, the National Academy is a tremendous opportunity for state and local law enforcement officers to get some of the best leadership and communications training in the world. The FBI puts on its college-level master's and bachelor's-level classes that pertain to law enforcement administration and leadership. So it's a phenomenal opportunity to get some really good training and education. And when folks come back from there, they have a lot of new ideas and skills to apply.
Very good. Anything else going on that we don't already know about?
Well, you know, we've had our scams again. We continue to have those, and we discuss this all the time. You know, and it's we just have to keep harping on it because the scams aren't going to stop. The bad actors are going to continue to call victims and claim to be law enforcement officers and claiming to have a warrant because they didn't, you know, show up for court or whatever the newest scam is. In the most recent case, we had a victim swindle out of a pretty significant amount of money. I believe it was over about $5,000.
Wow.
And we just want to remind people, if we have a warrant for you, we will never call you and tell you you can pay money to make it go away. That's not the way it works. The sad part is, had this woman, in fact, had a warrant, and had she gone to jail and went to court and pled guilty and paid fines, it would have been cheaper than the money that she lost anyway.
Oh.
You know, the sheriff's office is never going to call you and ask you to get Bitcoin or green dot cards or whatever to keep from going to jail. That's just not going to happen.
Wow. Well, I mean, you know, as you say, good word to the wise. And then you had a couple of domestic violence cases too, right?
We did. We sure did. And, you know, like we talk about all the time, these things have a tendency, they get worse, they build. Saturday, our deputies responded to a residence in the south end of the county after they received a report of a disturbance. Now, the complainant wasn't actually at the resident. The complainant had been on the telephone with the victim and overheard the altercation. The complainant advised that she heard the suspect threaten the victim with a firearm. So when the deputies got there, the victim's statement corroborated that. They found the firearm, and they found some evidence that He had also physically battered her as well. He'd strangled her and threw her on the floor and things like that. So the suspect was arrested for aggravated assault with a deadly weapon and domestic violence battery. But, you know, that just shows the progression of these things. According to the victim, this happens relatively frequently. And that's not a good spot for someone to be in.
Right. Wow. We talk about it a lot, but it's just... It's important for people to know because so they can recognize the signs, so they can know that these things don't just get better on their own and that you can get help. There's lots of ways to get help. Chief Deputy Sam Rose, the Sheriff's Office, Shane Tucker. Chief, as always, thanks for the call, sir. We'll talk to you again next week.
All right, Andrew. Talk to you soon.